Hey, we've got a special guest with us this morning.
They're all special with us.
Oh, but this guy pulled off something a couple of years ago that went viral on YouTube. He's received all kinds of acclaims for pulling off an emergency landing with the style and grace you wouldn't believe. We've got Bill Leff with us.
That's right.
And I'm sure you all remember the video from the police car of him landing the T-6.
Just look up T-6 landing on Route 41.
That's it. And it made all the news. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, guys.
You've sufficiently recovered from that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had actually the airplane running about a month and a half after that.
That's great.
What exactly happened to the engine?
The crankshaft broke in half.
Ow.
That hurts.
Do it.
Yeah, just wasn't making any power change. None of the classic things that you expect. Was I making power changes or doing? We're just cruising along. We're over the city of Fond du Lac getting ready to do the Warbird arrival. And my son was flying. He was in the back seat. And just all of a sudden, the engine started shaking. And next thing you know, the prop stopped. And
you said, I got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, you actually bounced the airplane over the police car that filmed it, right?
Well, as I was looking for a place to land, there was really nowhere to go that wouldn't have caused a lot of problems, houses, shopping centers, places like that. So I spotted a section of highway that there seemed to be a space, you know, with all the people coming to Oshkosh that morning, there was a space of about 8 or 10 car lengths that was open.
And figured he'd just go right into camper registration with the rest of them.
I just pull into a little parallel parking and decided that would be a good moving runway. If the people behind me stopped and the people in front of me just kept going, this would probably work. So I headed for that spot, and just as I was pulling out just as I was setting up to land, there was a state police car that had just finished a traffic stop that decided that would be a good place for him to pull out into traffic. So he pulled out in front of me, and then it was like, uh-oh. So I dove down behind him. I didn't want to go over him because I would overshoot. So I went down behind him, but then I had extra speed. I had to dive under some power lines. Those of you that have driven up Route 41 there, right next to the airport, right before you get it, after Military Road, there's some pretty low power lines. I went under those power lines.
Whoa.
And,
you know, in an emergency, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do what you have to do. So I came up behind him, and now I had a lot of extra speed. So what I did is I banged the airplane on the ground, just made an intentional hard landing to dissipate speed, and then bounced over the police car. And
that was the piece that everybody saw.
Right.
Yeah, once I came in view of the dash cam, so you didn't get to see the landing behind.
What was the cop's reaction when you got the airplane stopped?
Well, he came up. When you see in the YouTube video, you see him come. Looks like he's going for his gun. He's actually turned his radio down because it's going kind of crazy. And he just stopped and just said, man, I about peed my pants.
I believe it.
And he was a rookie. He was there. The second police officer you see is a training officer. So this is like this guy's first month or week or something on the job.
Yeah, the guy's going, don't worry about it. Nothing ever happens around here.
Yeah. This is Wisconsin.
and he had a nice brown pants moment there for a while.
Yeah, I think I was the one who had the brown pants moment.
There you go.
Well, Bill, it's good to hear that the airplane's repaired and you're back in the skies again. And now you're going to be here doing the Starfire Night Sky Show? What's
right.
That all about?
This afternoon I'm going to fly in the day show and do a daytime routine with the T-6.
And then, with the new crankshaft, right?
With the new crankshaft and actually a new engine. The other engine wasn't even repairable. It was so many little pieces. You could have made jewelry out of the little pieces that were came out of that engine. And then Saturday night, we're going to do the Starfire Night Sky Show here. So as part of the night show here at Air Adventure.
Give us a little hint there. Are we talking LEDs and strobes? Are we talking
It's 14
pyro?
Minutes. Of flying with the T-6, and it has we have lighting effects on the airplane and pyrotechnics, and it's all choreographed to music. And our friend Rob Ryder, the famous announcer that's here, does the voiceovers for it. And it's got a lot of great music, and we do some aerobatics to the airplane. It's a lot about presentation of the pyrotechnics.
Now, as a pilot, when you're flying with all these lights and strobes flashing, do you have problems with glare back in your eyes?
When I designed this system 25 years ago. It's one of the things that I made sure that I didn't have an issue with was I really don't see it so much from the cockpit.
Well, speaking of the pyrotechnics, what kind of precautions do you have to go through to when you're handling this stuff, when you're actually loading the airplane?
Well, I have a federal license from the ATF. They regulate us pretty closely. You have to pay attention to the DOT rules and then whatever local rules, just same as any fireworks shooter has. And we travel all over the country doing this, so we get a lot of experience with a lot of different localities. But it's the real deal fireworks that you know, when you go to a fireworks display that you see. We don't put 16-inch shells on there, obviously, but it's Roman candles and the things called gerbs that leave the trail of sparks behind the airplane. And makes cool. for a pretty nice presentation.
That's yeah, I tried that on the car, though, but they really got upset going down the highway.
Well, let me ask you this. While you're up there with the pyro on the airplane, have you ever had this stuff malfunction on you?
No. And the system is designed. Actually, my airplane is certified to carry the pyrotechnics. It's not a standard. It's not experimental. It's a certified
okay.
Airplane.
How did you arrange that?
I get along really well with the FAA.
After that landing on the highway, I'm wondering.
Well, so anyway, I've never, this design, everything could go off at once and it wouldn't make any difference to the airplane.
All right, have you ever had any of the pyrotechnics malfunction, as in explode on the airplane?
No. Okay. We're very careful. The people that we buy the pyrotechnics from are Rozzi's Famous Fireworks in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're an old family business that's been doing fireworks since the 1800s.
I've seen on some air shows where people are using smoke cartridges, specifically French Connection years ago, and was watching them, and they actually had one explode. And I talked to Montaigne Mallet, and I said, you know, did that sort of scare you a little bit? And the answer was no, but it's just a mess to clean up the airplane.
Yeah, because those were red on her airplane.
Yeah, yeah, red smoke cartridges, white airplane, doesn't work good when it go bang.
Right.
Now, do you load your own pyrotechnics and you check the wiring over before you fly, or someone
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely, no, I do it myself.
Yeah, I understand that. I want to make sure this is right.
I'm the licensee, so I'm the one that's responsible for it.
Have you ever had any ideas or other ideas with pyrotechnics, different places outside of just on the wing tips, like maybe on the bottom of the fuselage or anywhere else?
Well, part of the doing the night air shows is doing the...
The ever-present technology noise.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, part of the technology of doing this is doing it safely. So I designed the airplane. I started years ago when Art Scholl first came here and did a night show. I helped him and saw what they were doing and what a couple other people were doing. And in order to make this a good, safe operation where I could actually certify that the system was good, designed a lot of backups and safety things into it, especially into the electronics that fire the controls. That was all designed by an actual weapon systems engineer that designed fire control systems for weapons. The airplane has, if you'll notice in my airplane in the daytime, you'll see it has square wingtips. Those are actually firewalls, stainless steel firewalls. And then there's 4130 steel tube mounts that hold the fireworks out about 12 inches from the firewall. So you've got a firewall, you've got 12 inches of 200 mile an hour air blowing between the hot stuff and the airplane. And then each piece of pyrotechnic is mounted in a stainless steel tube. So
even if it did explode, the explosion is going to go backwards.
Yeah. And then you talk about, well, could you put it in other places on the airplane? Well, the fuel tanks are in the center of the airplane, so you obviously want to stay away from there.
Oh, definitely.
And then also in the center of the airplane are the vents for the fuel tanks.
Yep. Okay.
So that's why there's no center line on my airplane. There's no center line fuel now. Pyrotechnics now. Some people do that, and I probably could get away with that, but this isn't about getting away with it. This is about safety and aviation safety, because safety is paramount everything you do in aviation.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you fly this afternoon, and especially looking forward to Saturday night.
Definitely.
And I'd like to thank you for coming in. I know you're probably not awake yet. I'm not.
Yeah, well, I want to thank everybody for having me up and all the folks in the EAA for coming to watch, attending AirVenture 2012.
Yep. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.